From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Four of the 12 boys trapped with their soccer coach in a cave in northern Thailand have been rescued. They were taken out of the cave where they'd been trapped for more than 2 weeks on Sunday. Associated Press correspondent Grant Peck reports.
There's some feeling that some of the other boys are probably en route. They're being taken out in groups, but it's very hard to say which boys are at what point in the cave right now.
It could take a day or two more before all of the boys are extricated from the cave. The 12 boys, aged 11 to 16, and their 25-year-old coach disappeared after venturing into the cave June 23rd. Rains from the monsoon season and diminishing oxygen levels have threatened their safety. One rescue diver died on Thursday. At least 49 people have died and more than 47 are missing in southwestern Japan after mudslides that were triggered by torrential rains. More than 1.6 million people have been forced to flee their homes. The Weather Service said more than 58 centimeters of rain fell in one 24-hour period. Turkey has fired more than 18,000 government workers. About half of them are police officers. More than 5,000 are in the military. 199 were professors. Three newspapers and a television station were also shut down. Turkey has been under a state of emergency since July 2016. Haiti's government suspended sharp fuel price increases this weekend after widespread violence broke out in the capital and elsewhere. The proposed fuel price increases followed an agreement with the IMF to stop subsidizing energy prices. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary